This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can always call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines or text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Right before we went to break, EB brought up Trav potentially being sad about Geno Smith being traded.
For him? Just for the team formerly known as the Seahawks. I don't even know what they are anymore.
So the Seahawks trade Geno Smith. It's not like Geno Smith's been with the team for 10 years, but he likes Geno Smith.
He loves Geno Smith.
He likes Geno Smith. It's like his third child.
I think he's been defensive about Geno Smith.
I think Drab tweeted over the weekend something to the effect of, if Geno Smith has 1,000 fans, I'm one of those fans. If he has 100 fans, I'm one of those fans. If he has one fan, I'm that fan. Mm. I'm paraphrasing, but he loves him some Geno Smith.
I felt for you.
Thank you, Eric. He is a third child. I am the biggest Geno stan there is.
Ride
I love that
die.
Guy. I mean, and you know, I wore the Raiders hat today.
I see that.
I'm 49.999% in. I just might need one little nudge. I don't know. I mean, they got Geno. They got Pete.
What if Tyler Lockett signs
Lockett
there?
might put me over the edge.
That might be the final push that you need.
You want to just abandon them? Or are you going to at a minimum suspend your fandom of the Seahawks? You got to at minimum suspend it.
What did you do with Cliff for a while? You put him on notice.
Probation.
Yeah, they're on top secret.
Draft can pull the classic move that we always goof on people for. He can have AFC. An NFC and an AFC team.
Oh, I love that bit. That was one of my.
Well, there you are.
Hey, look, I played for the Raiders and Pop Warner.
Right.
They were one of my first loves. So.
I like how you're going deep on this one. I like it.
It's part of my history.
It is.
So we knew DK was on the block. Were you completely flummoxed that they traded away Geno Smith?
I was.
Because now you got just how.
Well,
Sam Howell, such an afterthought.
I'm just saying that's all they have right now.
Yeah, that would change.
They're going to get somebody. That will change
either in a few days or in a month.
Today, by noon, he'll know who's quarterback.
I mean, the rumor is Sam Darnold. Geno Smith turned down $45 million and didn't have a counteroffer. What do you want him to do? I'd ship him out of town, too.
So did he get a new deal with the Raiders? No.
That's the expectation.
I mean, what sort of world are we living in where Geno Smith turns down $45 million?
The same world where Daniel Jones was making $40 million a year?
That's bizarre. Well,
right? I mean, if you know Daniel Jones is making $40 million, you're like, well, I should be worth $80
million. I mean, it's a great to be an NFL quarterback.
I saw Jay Gruden say he didn't know what the Raiders were doing, and it was a good move for the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They freed up a ton of cap space. I'm actually not the biggest DK fan. He's a pain in the ass. He gets 100 sportsmanlike conduct penalties all the time.
By the way, Mike Tomlin's going to have his hands full. George Pickens and DK Metcalf on the same team.
Well, who's throwing them the football?
Well, right now it's Justin Fields.
It's going to be a lot easier.
Looking that way.
It's going to be a lot easier.
I mean, they've been
rumored. But I've heard reports that Justin Fields wants to test the free agency market.
I've seen those too, and there are rumors that they're after Darnold too.
Yeah.
So Darnold's a hot commodity.
Darnold is a ridiculously hot commodity.
A year and a half ago, people would have laughed in your face.
And I guess they're just absolving him from the last two games.
Well, at the end of the day, you do have to look at the back of the baseball card, right? You have to look at the back of
the
football card.
Well, the back of the baseball card for him or the football card is mostly not good until this season.
Yeah, but look at this season.
I'm sure his agent is advocating for these teams to look at games 1 through 15 of the 2024 season.
Of course.
Don't pay attention to what happened in the Vikings, in the Lions game and late in the season. Disregard that.
But that's life. It does. The last two games doesn't mean that he's awful. I mean, people, you know, it happens. You have your worst two games at the end of the season. It happens.
It is a little risky. I mean, the guy had a flop career until those 14 games.
Right. Definitely risky, but I don't think that just because his last two games sucked means that the other 15 were all fake. I mean, there's something there if you coach him up.
He's still going to get a fat deal from somebody because quarterbacking is in high demand.
Well, he's still relatively young.
Darnold?
Yeah. Seems like he's been around forever.
28?
27 or 28.
27 years old.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah. I love a rebuild. Fans sleep on rebuilds. Yeah. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun sometimes. You don't know what to expect. Sam Darnold could be our QB. Could be Jackson Dart. Could be Shador.
Could be Kirk Cousins. You don't know.
By the way, how random was it that Kirk was in town? Did you see that? He was tweeting over the weekend that he and his wife just decided to come to where, I guess maybe it was near their anniversary, I don't know, but where they got engaged and, you know, where his early part of his years were with his wife or whatever. And they were like, they took a picture in front of, like, the monument, and they went to a steakhouse and ran into Santana.
Nice.
Her cousins were just chilling in town.
That is weird.
So random.
You would think he would never come back here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he took a picture with Trump. He was all over the place.
Did he take a picture with Trump while he was here?
I mean, either he did or I got faked out by an AI, but it looks pretty real.
I didn't see that one, but yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, he made a lot of money here.
Oh, he made so much money.
I think he has some good memories.
He did.
How much has Kirk Cousins grossed in his NFL career? Let's take.
Cakes always goes that.
I love getting a guy's pocket.
$250 million?
It's minimum probably. $250. It's a minimum.
Has to be.
He's made a lot of money. Speaking of a lot of money. Myles Garrett, who said he wanted no part of Cleveland,
right.
Said he wanted to go to a winning organization, go to a contender. It's all posturing.
Right. Well, when you get $40 million a year put in front of you, you let bygones be bygones, and you'll play for a crappy team.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you what Myles Garrett is like most NFL players. They're going to follow the money train. I mean, DK Metcalf. I believe his parameters when he was talking about getting traded, he wanted to go someplace with warm weather and with a good quarterback. He's going to Pittsburgh with a big question mark at quarterback because they gave him $150 million. So this is what these guys do. And
yeah,
I don't
blame
them.
I almost never believe them when they say they want to go to a contender and all of that.
By the way, Kirk has made $295 million. He's grossed that in his career.
Mm. Yeah, but the poor guy still has his closet with that space for the Lombardi. And it's probably never going to get
filled.
Pretty
sure that space is always going to be available.
You could get it like a backup. You could be a backup somewhere.
He can glom on with the team late.
He get a Wentz.
Yeah,
he can get a Wentz. Too.
But here's the problem with Myles Garrett signing for $40 million. They still don't have a quarterback. So if you're the Cleveland Browns, you can keep all the money you want to Myles Garrett until they get quarterback solved. You're just burning $40 million on a great defensive player with zero chance of contending in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So until they get that figured out, he's going to be playing in obscurity in Cleveland for the next, 4 or 5 years.
I take it back. Carson Wentz, because he didn't get it this year.
Yeah.
He had a chance for a second Super Bowl ring, but the Chiefs lost.
Gotcha.
Couldn't remember when he signed with the Chiefs because last year he was with the Rams or the year before, right?
Mm-hmm, I think so. I think so. So today is going to be...
Yeah, so Myles Garrett is going to stay in Cleveland. I was thinking about this. We spent several segments talking about the possibility of the Commanders signing Myles Garrett. Mm-hmm. He's off the board. Mm-hmm. We didn't spend a ton of time talking about Davante Adams, but when he became a free agent, like, whoa, should they add him to Debo in the mix? He's with the Rams.
I kind of like that fit because Cooper Kupp looks like he's going to move on. They're going to cut him for salary cap purposes. He doesn't have to be the number one. That's Nacua. And if Adams plays anything like he did in the last 7 or 8 games with Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a really good signing.
We spent a little time talking about DK. You know, just we understand that they had greater needs, especially after they signed Debo. But you see those big names. Well, he's off the board. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Stanley was somebody who was like, well, here's an offensive lineman that maybe they could add to the mix because you want to bolster the offensive line. He got a big fat deal,
mm-hmm.
$20 million a season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys that we thought the big names are off the board for the Commanders. I mean, Josh Sweat's still available. So 12 o'clock, we're going to find out.
Yeah, today's going to be an awesome day. Hey, going back to Cooper Kupp and mm-hmm. Devon, mm-hmm. they cut Cooper, or they're cutting him, because he's too old and expensive.
Right.
And then they signed Devontae Adams, who's
older and more expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooper Kupp, I mean, they would know, but he must be just completely washed.
That has to be
That's
it.
A giant red flag.
They must know something about Cooper Kupp where they're like, we'll roll the dice. I think Devontae Adams is 32 at this point.
Well, if you looked at his last 5 games, he was almost invisible.
Kupp?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Went from being
Stafford quit looking at him.
He went from being
maybe he wasn't getting open.
Yeah, Devontae's 32. He'll turn 33 on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
it must just be a pileup of injuries.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So I don't know. Everyone's focused, and I was getting caught up in the idea of having this iconic threesome there at receiver. But at the end of the day, I've maintained throughout the entire all season that defense really is where I think we need the most improvement.
I would kick the tires on Cooper Kupp if I'm Adam Peters. Now I'd give him the world's most thorough physical. I mean, I'm gonna drill down on that ankle 100 times to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
But if he passes my physical, he's gonna be on my radar.
So when he walks into Commander's Park, he's gonna walk right through a big MRI machine.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect idea. Just get right in the tube, Cooper. You don't need to see the facilities yet. Get in this tube. We're gonna check you out.
Yeah.
And then if you don't check out, we'll just send you on your way. That's a great idea, actually.
Not bad. No, today's going to be super exciting. All that stuff's going to start leaking right at noon. I'll be just about to tee off. And I expect, do you expect at noon, there'll be some Commanders news? There's going to be NFL news, for sure.
Well, I know we're going to get into the Commanders in the next segment. There's already been news, but it's more on a minor front or kind of the expected front.
I'm talking about adding a different
Will
player.
They add a player by noon? I don't know by
right
noon, but I'm going to say by 2:30.
So in the first 2 hours, they'll have announced.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about their own guys.
No.
I know somebody off the market.
I know. It'll be like some random offensive guard from the Colts or something that they're going to sign.
It'll just be random. It'll be nothing. That'll get you a little bit sized.
I think that they're going to make a move a la Frankie Louvu, which was a very good move.
Yeah.
And he's a very good player, but not somebody that was at the forefront of anybody's mind. I think Peters probably has some guys that he really likes.
Are there any other Niners that he could potentially have his eyes on?
He pick up Hargrave just got released, so that could be something to help bolster the defense.
Uh-huh.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a possibility.
I could not believe.
We talked about Hufanga, who's the safety, and Chevarius Ward, who's a corner from San Francisco, are free agents.
All right, they could be targets. It's always a familiarity thing.
I need an offensive player to be signed, and I don't mean an offensive guard either. I need a skill position player to be added to the mix to make some movement.
Debo doesn't count.
He counts, but I just mean in this phase. Yeah, I'm on to the next, DB. I need something else.
I don't think there's going to be a splashier move on offense than Debo Samuel.
I need another dopamine hit. I need something.
I mean, Debo Samuel is a pretty big-time move.
It's a very big ad, but JP, that happened like 5 or 6 days ago.
You need
so now I need something more recent.
Right.
It's all recency bias.
Right.
Well, I don't think they're going to go snag a tight end. I don't think they're going to spend more on a wide receiver. So it's got to be maybe an RB for you?
RB wouldn't be terrible, but that's kind of, to me, that's like third or fourth round of the draft. You just grab an RB that you like, get him into the room, let him compete with Brian Robinson, and go from there. I don't know if there are any sexy running backs out on the free agent market currently that would make a good fit for the Commanders.
Well, Aaron Jones
was gone.
The top guy, and he's done. Signed a 2-year deal with Minnesota.
He had a sneaky good year last year. Now, he dealt with some injuries, too, but he went over 1,000 yards rushing, over 400 yards receiving. He had a good season.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll get into what the Commanders might do next, and we'll kind of fill you in on what they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.